弟兄姊妹早。
Please keep your Bible open to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 16.
请如果你有圣经的话，请你把圣经一直打开，在创世纪第四章一到十四节。
Through this story, I want us to know what it takes to worship the living and true God.
我想借着这个故事跟大家分享，到底我们需要怎么样去真正的敬拜我们的神。
And how patient and merciful God is.
我也想向大家借着这一段故事向大家讲明神对我们是如何的有怜悯和如何的耐心。
Even though when our worship does not measure up to His requirement and demands.
甚至在当我们自己的敬拜根本达不到他自己的标准的时候，他还是对我们有怜悯和耐心。
Before I begin, let us pray together.
让我们在信息之前，让我们再一次来祷告。
Father, prepare our hearts.
我们的天父，我们为我们的心向你祷告。
Prepare our hearts to hear your word and obey your will.
求你准备预备我们的心，让我们能够遵行你的旨意。
Set our path clearly before us and lead us to follow you willingly.
也修直我们脚前的路，让我们能够顺服你的带领。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Let me tell you a little.Something that happened to me last year, first to begin with.
我想跟大家分享去年我发生在我身上的一件事。
There was this one time when I went to Pittsburgh to see my parents last year.
去年有一次我去匹兹堡去看望我的父母。
On one Sunday, we were driving to church.
有一个星期天我们去教会的时候。
My dad was actually doing the driving.
那时候其实是我父亲在开车。
And as he was driving, he was telling me that a few months ago he got a ticket as he was driving through that very spot.
在他开车的时候，他告诉我，在几个月前，就是他在开同一条路、同一个地方的时候，他曾经拿到了一张罚单。
He was speeding. He was going 45 in a 45 mile zone.
他在一个限速45的时候，他开了65。
20 miles over the speed limit, that's a lot.
所以超过限速20英里。
He was 83 last year.
去年他已经83岁
了。But he is a very experienced driver. He's been driving all his life in Hong Kong.
而且他一辈子甚至在香港的时候就一直在开车，所以他很有经验。
He told me the reason that he was speeding was because he was just lost in the conversation with my mom when he was driving.
他告诉我，他说当时他超速的原因是因为他正在跟我的母亲在进行一个很深入的交谈。
So the police pulled him over and asked for his license and registration.
所以警察就是让他停车以后看他的这个车子的登记还有他的驾照。
And he thought for sure he's going to get a really big ticket.
他觉得他肯定这次要拿到一个很严重的罚单。
But when the police came back,
但是警察就过了一会儿就回来。
He just gave him back.The license and registration, and let him go.
把他自己的那个驾照和登记都还给他，就让他走了。
I was like, "Wow, that's really is amazing mercy."
我觉得这个真的是很奇妙，非常这个警察很有怜悯。
I guess the police thought that my dad was old and he had a heavy Chinese accent, and he just had pity on him. And gave him mercy.
我自己猜测，也许警察觉得我父亲太老了。然后说英语又有这种中文的口音，也许警察就饶过了他。
Well, this incident led me to think about how merciful our Heavenly Father is in His dealing with us.
这个就是让我想起来了，在神在跟我们打交道的时候，神对我们是如何的有怜悯。
Time after time, surprisingly, He gives us chances after chances and mercy to turn back to Him.
一次又一次的神给我们机会让我们转回归向他。
Time after time, he gives us opportunities to do the right thing, to do well, to worship him properly, to please him.
一次又一次的神给我们机会让我们做对的能够来正确的来崇拜他。
So from this story in Genesis 4, I want to give you 3 points.
在这个创世纪第四章这个故事里面我有三点跟大家分享。
The first point is God's concern for true worship.
第一点就是神是很在乎真正的敬拜。
Second, God's patience for improper worship.
第二点是神对这个不太正当的敬拜的耐心。
Third, God's mercy for all who trust in His firstborn.
第三点是神对所有相信他投生的人的这个怜悯。
First, God's concern for true worship.
第一点就是神在乎真正的敬拜。
What's being told here in this story about Cain and Abel flows directly right out of the fall in chapter 3 in Genesis.
这个故事里面讲的这个该隐和亚伯这个故事是直接从创世纪第三章，就是亚当和夏娃犯罪，从那个地方自然的连过来的。
Before Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden, God promised that the seed of the woman will have victory over the seed of the serpent, that's Satan.
在这个亚当和夏娃被逐出伊甸园的时候，神也说过，有这样一个应许，就是女人的后裔要伤蛇的后裔的头。
And sin and death will be conquered, and this is the glorious gospel.
但是罪和死亡也会被征服，这个其实是一个非常有荣耀的福音。
But before that happens, we see the power of sin and fallenness taking hold into mankind.
但是这个福音实现之前，我们在这里面就看到了罪在人世间的恶。
We see the first human death.
我们看到了人世间第一例这个死亡。
We see that sin not only disrupt relations between God and human beings.
我们看到就是这个罪如何把人和神之间的关系搞坏。
But it also destroys the bonds of brotherhood.
甚至将兄弟之间的情谊也破坏。
We see that Adam had to be persuaded to sin by the serpent.
我们在第三章的时候看到是亚当和夏娃是被这个毒蛇就是诱骗犯了罪。
But here in chapter 4 we see Cain could not be arguedout of sinning even by God himself.
但是在第四章我们看到该隐事实上即使按照神的角度来讲，该隐是没有任何的理由他就犯罪了。
When questioned by God about his sin, Adam with an attitude said to God, the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit and I ate it.
在亚当被神质问为什么会吃那个果子的时候，亚当的理由是因为你造的那个女人把果子给我让我吃。
So he was blaming, he was shifting the blame, but at least he was telling the truth.
亚当他虽然是在将自己的这个原因迁就给女人，但是他毕竟也是在说一个事实。
But when God asked Cain, Cain lied and then he made a joke about it, saying in verse 9, I don't know where my brother is. Am I my brother's keeper?
但是在这里面，在第四章，在该隐这个故事，在神质问该隐的时候，该隐直接就说谎，说我不知道。就神问他，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？All these specific sinful behaviors in chapter 4 started from the way Cain worshipped God.
在第四章，我们看到该隐的这个犯罪，其实从他从开头他如何来这个为耶和华所这个献祭，就能看出来他的态度有问题。
Well, so what's wrong with Cain's way of worshiping God comparing to Abel's?
我们可以看一看，就是跟亚伯相比，该隐献给耶和华就是敬拜耶和华的方式到底有什么错误。
And by the way, when I say worship, I mean bringing sacrifice to God is the primary and most essential way to express gratitude to him.
我这里面说敬拜耶和华其实指的就是说是给就是献把供物献给耶和华，这是当时最重要也是最基本的一个敬拜耶和华的。
This is a way to express how much he's worth to us.
这个是就是来，这是一种来表示出来耶和华对我们有多么重要的一个表现。
So that's what Cain and Abel are doing here in this story.
在这个故事里面，该隐和亚伯就是在为耶和华出献供物。
When we look at Cain and Abel.They are both sons of Adam.
我们知道，该隐和亚伯都是亚当的儿子。
In other words, they are not outsiders. They are not pagans or unbelievers.
所以我们知道这两个人并不是所谓的这个非信徒或者是化外人。
In other words, they start off with equal footing.
也就是说，他们其实是有同样的这个有同样的家训。
Now, maybe, Maybe thinking that in this case God is simply more happy with blood or animal sacrifice over all other offerings like grain or a fruit.
有的时候我们在看这儿的时候会觉得，是不是耶和华神他更喜悦这个羊的脂油或者血，比他喜悦这些农产品这样的供物更多？
Well, it's true because we know that blood and animal sacrifice points forward to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
在一个角度来讲，这也是对的，因为在这个羔羊的这个鲜血，它也指向将来耶稣基督在十字架上的奉献。
But the thing is that this text here does not tell us God is asking them to do a sin offering.
但我们另外来讲，在这个故事里面，我们根据上下文也可以看出，耶和华并不是说让他们要来为罪来献上。
The text here indicates that they come to express their gratitude to God after a time of labor.
在这个上下文看出来的话，耶和华想让他们献的其实就是。
In other words, these, according to the Mosaic Law, which the first-hand audience would know, these are thanksgiving offerings.
所以从另外一个，就像摩西按摩西律法来讲，这里面的这个供物，其实是为这个感恩所献上的。
We need to remember that division of labor is not frowned upon in the Old Testament. Being a shepherd is not a superior career over being a farmer.
我们根据这个早期的这个就圣经开始这些教导来讲，我们知道，作为一个牧人，并不是说就比一个农夫要好。
The contrast here, rather than the what Cain does as a farmer. Versus Abel here being a shepherd. The contrast here is the hearts of the two worshippers.
这里面的对比不是说是该隐作为一个农夫和亚伯作为一个牧人，他们这个职业上的对比。这里面的真正的对比是他们作为一个敬拜者的这个心方面的对比。Not
the type of sacrifice they bring to God.
不是他们献给神的供物的区别。Look
at verses 3 to 4.
我们如果看一下第四章第三到四节。
It says here, in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of that fat portions.
三到四节这里面讲，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
Notice that Cain's offering is merely an offering of the fruit of the ground.
我们看到这里面，该隐的奉献就是只是地里面出产的。But
Abel's offering is the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions.
但是亚伯的供物是他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油。Shouldn't
Cain be at least bring his first fruits, the best of his harvest, to God?
这个该隐是不是应该把他地里出产的这些果实拿出来呢？
I've been hearing on the radio this really funny commercial of a company called 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I don't know if you heard it.
我听到这个收音机上有一个节目，这个节目就是的号码就是1800，你有没有垃圾？
It's a company that would help people deliver bulky, unused stuff out of their house. Take it out of their house.
这个其实是一个公司，它就是想帮大家家里面那些不用的东西，它帮你拿出去。
Well, this leads me to think about, we live in a world with a lot of junk. We like to collect junk at home.
这个节目就提醒了我，我知道我们现在住在一个时间，就是我们家里面经常有很多不需要的东西。
But then I realized that a lot of people would like to see, like, I got a lot of junk at home, I just gotta get rid of them. What do I do with it?
有的时候，经常我们会在家里面自己在想，我们有很多不需要的东西，我们怎样能够除掉这些没用的东西？Some
people would have the nerve to think that I'm just going to deliver, I'm going to give it to the church. I think the church can really use my junk.
有的人就有这样的胆量，觉得我这个不要的，我就把它送到教会，教会会有办法。
Please don't be mistaken what I'm saying here. I'm not saying that we should not donate any used item to the church. That's not what I'm saying.
请不要误会我，我不是说大家不可以把一些东西捐给通过教会捐出去。What
I'm talking about is our attitude.
我想讲的就是我们捐的态度。I
know many good brothers and sisters, out of their good, kind heart and their good intention to donate used items to the church.
我知道我们弟兄姊妹有很多出于自己的好心，将那些一些旧的东西这个。 带到教会来奉献。
But if our attitude is, oh, the church can simply use my junk, and I think God should thank me for it.
那如果我们的态度是说，哦，教会可以用我们这些使用我家里面这些没用的东西，神也为此感到喜悦。
Oh, or maybe if my attitude is, well, my time is really precious, but I'm going to give to God on Sunday. So, you know, God should probably thank me for coming to worship Him on Sunday.
或者如果我们的态度是，我的时间确实也很紧，所以我想神一定会感谢我，因为我在很百忙之中还把自己的时间拿出来在教会服侍。
If that's our attitude,
如果我们是这样的态度的话，
God is not pleased.
那神一定不会喜悦的。
God cares about how we are to worship Him.
神其实他是在乎我们如何来崇拜他。
God cares about what kind of attitude that we bring before Him.
神也在乎我们是将我们什么样的态度带到他面前。
And there is a kind of worship that flows from the heart that pleases God.
有一种从由心而来的崇拜是讨神喜悦的。
Second point, God's patience for improper worship.
第二点就是神对我们一些不太正当的这种崇拜，神是有耐心的。
What's amazing in this story is God still has patience for worshippers who offer Him improper worship.
在这段在这个故事里面，我们还可以看到神对一些那种就是将不太正确的这种崇拜带到神面前，神对他们还是对这样的人还是有耐心的。
Look at verses 6 and 7.
我们看一下第六和第七节。
The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it.
在第四章第六和七节，他说，耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
This is God's tender mercy.
这个就是神呢，那对我们的这个非常的怜悯。
Not only is there no record in the story of God being angry at Cain,
不但在这个故事里面不但没有讲说神对该隐的供物发怒
，because Cain didn't bring him the right.Sacrifice.
他没有讲神因为说该隐没有带最好的这个供物就发怒。
But we even see that God, after noticing Cain was angry and sad, went to console him.
而且我们还能看到耶和华看到该隐自己发怒，神还专门来给他，就相当于来安抚他。
And he even tells Cain that his sacrifice would be accepted if he does, in his worship, what is right and pleasing to him.
在这里面神甚至告诉该隐，就是如果该隐是甘心乐意的来献上的话，他的这个供物照样是可以被接受的。
But God's patience also has limits.
但是即使是神这样的容忍也是有限制的。
God also tells Cain that but if you refuse to do what is right then watch out sin is crouching at the door eager to control youBut you must subdue it. And be his master.
但是神也告诫该隐说，你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
So guess what?
所以大家猜一猜会怎么样？
Cain refused.
该隐
He refused.
该隐拒绝了神这样的教导。
And the result from this is that the first murder in human history.
他拒绝的这个结果就是在人类上面第一件谋杀案。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We need to be warned to seriously put our sin to death to kill our sin.
我们在这里面得到的警示是我们真的要把我们的罪钉死，来从而来制服我们的罪。
Because if we don't do that, it will control us. It will enslave us.
因为如果我们不制服我们的罪的话，罪就会把我们当成他的奴隶，会控制我们。
It will lead us to the path of eternal death.
罪会把我们带上永恒的这个死亡的道路上。
So do not reject God's mercy.
所以不要拒绝神的怜悯。
Do not reject the opportunity to repent.
不要拒绝可以认罪的时候这样的一个机会。
And turn your heart to God.
将你的心转回转向神。
Do not reject the opportunity to please Him in all your life.
不要拒绝来用你的一辈子都可以来来蒙神悦纳的这样的一个机会。
In all your actions.
在你所行所作所为方面，你可以讨神喜悦。
In our worship.
在我们的崇拜当中。
But even after Cain murdered his brother, we still see that God has even mercy to give to Cain.
但即使是在该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯以后，我们看到神还是给该隐有怜悯。
It's true that, and proper in this case, that God pronounced a punishment on Cain.
我们知道在这里面就是该隐犯罪以后，神在该隐身上有惩罚，这个是非常正确的。
And this punishment is God's cursing to banish him from the land.
这个里面的这个神对他的惩罚就是对他在这地受咒诅，让他种地，地不再给他效力。
And the cursing of the ground. God made Cain a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.
神就是让该隐变成了这个在地上流离飘荡的这样的一个逃犯一样。
This sounds very familiar, right?
这个听起来非常的熟悉，对不对？
Because it is much like Adam's punishment regarding him working the ground, only this is far worse.
非常像当初对亚当这个让他辛苦劳累的这样一个惩罚，但是这个对该隐的惩罚听起来是更严厉。
But the truth is, according to the Mosaic law, which we can see that in Exodus and also Deuteronomy, the firstborn audience of this text would clearly know and understand that the law there, the Mosaic law, what sets there.
但是如果按照摩西律法来讲，比如说在从这儿和后面的生命记里面，我们知道早期的人其实是对这个惩罚是非常熟悉的。
This punishment that God has pronounced to Cain is extremely lenient and merciful.
按照摩西律法来讲，我们知道在这里面耶和华对该隐的这个惩罚事实上是非常的仁慈的。
Cain should have been executed right away without taking any refuge.
该隐事实上根本就不应该有这样一个逃犯的身份，他应该被立刻处死。
That's according to the law.
这是根据摩西律法来讲的。
And an amazing thing here is that King actually, look at the texture, he has the nerve to protest to God against the severity of his punishment.
但是我们看到在这里面，这个故事里面，该隐甚至有胆量，还向耶和华抗议神对他的刑罚太重。
But the even more amazing thing here is this.
更神奇的是
，The Lord still gives him mercy.
神还继续给他怜悯。
He still gives him mercy.
耶和华仍然给该隐怜悯。
Verse 15, the Lord said, "If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold."
在第十五节，耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的，必遭报七倍。”
This merciful promise is affirmed by God additional act of assurance by putting a mark on Cain.
这个神对他的这个怜悯。进一步的借着是耶和华给该隐的一个记号得到确认。
So this mark is to protect Cain so that those who found him, marked on him so that they would not kill him, those who found him.
这个耶和华给该隐的这个记号事实上是保护他的一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。
Now let's pause here for a moment and think.
让我们在这儿停一下，我们来想一下。
Have you noticed that besides the focus of God's mercy here in this text?
如果你注意到，除了神对该隐的这怜悯以外，
there is a huge emphasis on the idea of the firstborn in this story.
在这个在这段经文里面，对这个头生的这样的一个概念，也是一个重点所强调的。
When Cain was born in verse 1, mentioned in verse 1.
在第四章第一节里面，在该隐出生的时候
，Eve exclaimed her hope and praised the Lord.
这个夏娃事实上很高兴，而且感谢耶和华。
Even saw a direct quote from Eve saying like praise the Lord.
在这里面有一个间接的一个引用，从夏娃的，就是说感谢神。
And when you look at Abel, when he was born, in verse 2,
在第二节，在亚伯出生的时候，
it says, and again, she bore his brother Abel.
只是很简单的说了一下，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。
That's it.
就这么短。
When comparing the sacrifice between Cain and Abel,
在比较该隐和亚伯的供物的时候，
the firstborn of the flock is highlighted in Abel's offering.
在亚伯的奉献中，他羊群中头生的这个地方也是被重点强调的。
And next, notice that throughout the story, Cain has all of God's attention.
我们从上下文看的话，在整个故事从前到后，我们看出来，事实上，该隐一直都有耶和华对他的这个注意。
The Lord spoke to Cain directly multiple times.
这个神对该隐也好几次跟他讲话。
He cared for Cain and instructed him how he may do well and how he must master his sinful desire.
耶和华神也一直对该隐来讲话，他很在乎他，并且告诉他如何能够控制，要制服这个罪。
And also, like I have just mentioned,The Lord is extremely lenient and merciful to Cain even after he pronounced his judgment to him.
另外，就像我刚才所讲的，甚至在耶和华就是定该隐的罪以后，神还是对该隐有很多的怜悯。
I believe Moses, the author of this text here, is making sure that his reader knows that Cain, the firstborn of all human beings, has the opportunity to live on.
所以在这里面，我相信这个故事的作者就是摩西，在写这个故事的时候，他想确保他的读者能够知道，该隐事实上是有机会来转回的。
Now I'm not saying that this emphasis is some kind of unfair favoritism on God's part.
但是注意，我讲的不是说神对该隐的这个一而再再而三对他的在乎，就好像是神对他有偏爱。
The fact that the offering of Abel's the second born, remember he's the second born, is the worship that pleased God, not Cain's the firstborn.
事实上是我们知道是耶和华看中这个亚伯，就像那是第二个儿子，他不是头生的，但是看中他的羊群中头生的和羊的脂油。
And the Lord even explains to Cain how he may please him, how Cain may please him.
耶和华在这里面也对该隐讲解了，就是如何。奉献的话可以蒙悦纳。
And the way to please him is not by his birth position, but by worshiping him properly.
这个其实对该隐的这个教导，其实就是说，不只是说要把他投产的，其实更重要的就是要如何正确的来敬拜耶和华。
So the emphasis here is not unfair favoritism of the firstborn.
所以我们在看到这里面，其实并不是说对。耶和华对头生的就如何的偏爱。
And in this case, we must also remember that once again, the first-hand audience of this text, of this story.
另外就是对这个故事有第一手这个第一手这个信息的这样一个读者来讲。
Who are they?
我们猜一猜这些读者是谁。
Well, they are the Israelites who have just been delivered from slavery in Egypt.
我们知道其实这个故事的就是读者最初的读者是那个从埃及被解救出来的这些以色列人。
Remember the Exodus, the story in Exodus?
我们记得这个出埃及记的故事吗？
Well, they are the first, these Israelites are the first-hand audience.
当时的那些从埃及解救出来的以色列人事实上是这个故事第一批的这个读者听者。
What did God call these people?
神是如何当时称呼当时的以色列人的
？Chapter 4 of Exodus, verse 22 says, "They are my firstborn."
在这出埃及记第四章里面在讲，就是说这些以色列的子民是耶和华讲他是我头生的。
Well, that can apply to us today as Christians too.
这样同样的这个概念对我们今天的这个基督徒也是可以应用的。
That can apply to all of us today who come to church.
Cannot.
Can't.
Can. 对我们今天所有来到教会的人也可以应用。
Just because we show up here on Sunday to worship every week does not automatically make us true worshippers of the living God.
所以我们主日来崇拜，来到教会来崇拜神，仅仅因为如此，并不能说我们是真正的崇拜他的人。
Just because we take the time to read the Bible.
只是因为我们花时间来读圣经。
To study the Bible, to participate in church groups.
或者来这个研究圣经，来参与教会的这个小组。
To help out doing this or that in the church.
或者在教会里面帮助做这个做那个。
Even to care for the poor or the needy.
甚至是就是周济穷人。
It does not automatically mean that you are a genuine Christian.
所有的这一切并不会自动的来证明我们是真正的这个基督徒。
It does not automatically mean that we are honoring and respecting God.
也不能真正来说我们是真正的在尊重我们的神，来敬拜我们的神。
And by the way, just saying that you are a Christian, but you don't do any of that stuff I have just mentioned.
顺便说一下，就是如果你是基督徒，你做了我刚才提到这些的各种各样的事项，
It is just as bad.
也不是说就有多坏。
Have you ever seen young children who are told by their parents to say, I'm sorry?
你看到过那个小孩对他们的父母说，哦，对不起。
Maybe they have done something wrong against their own brother and sister at home.
也许在家里面他对自己的兄弟或者姊妹做错了什么事情。
Maybe they took their toys or hit them or something like that.
也许把他们的玩具拿走藏在什么地方。
But in their apologies, you can just clearly see that they don't really mean it.
但是你在他们的这个道歉当中你能够意识到他们虽然道歉了但是他们心并不在道歉。
They're saying, I'm sorry, only because they're told by their parents that whatGood children do and should, and they should apologize.
虽然他们说对不起，但是这个只是他们按照自己的父母告诉他们，就是如何表现出来成为一个好的小孩。
But they don't really want to apologize.
但其实他们并不是真心想道歉。
Because they don't really think they're wrong.
因为他们自己并不觉得他们错。
All they wanted to do is just follow their parents' instructions.
他们自己真正想做的只是就是说跟着他父母。
Because otherwise.They know that they would face really sorrowful and sad consequences from their parents.
否则的话，他们知道他们一定会从父母里面那个得到更糟糕的这个结果。
Oh, and by the way,
顺便讲一下
，a scenario like this just doesn't just happen to children.
这个情况不只是发生在小孩身上。
It happens to grown-ups.
对大人也同样。
Only that it is more subtle and more difficult to discern.
只是在大人上面可能是但是发生的更含蓄更难让我们觉察。
This is what we are talking about here.
这就是我们在这里面所讲的。
Rote, mechanical, or heartless, faithless worship.
这个根本就心里面没有心的这样的一个崇拜。
Listen to what the author of Hebrews in the New Testament says in chapter 11, verse 4.
我们看一下希伯来书第十一章第四节怎么讲。
It says here, by faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts through his faith.Though he died, he still speaks.
在希伯来书第十一章第四节这样讲，亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
There is not even one quote or sentence spoken by Abel in the entire Bible. Did you know that?Like a direct quote in the Bible. There's not even one.
在整个圣经里面，事实上没有说，你都找不到一节直接就说是，这个亚伯所就是亚伯所讲的。
But yet the author of Hebrews here says, through his faith, he still speaks.
但是在希伯来书第十一章这里面讲过，他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Abel's worship was pleasing to God because he wholeheartedly trusted in God by giving God his best.
亚伯的对神的崇拜之所以讨神的喜悦，是因为他全心的将他所有的最好的献给神。
But a sacrifice, an offering, a worshipful act like this must find its fulfillment in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who's the best, not our own best.
但是我们知道，我们对神最好的这样一个奉献或者是一个祭物的好，一定是要借着耶稣基督的，因为耶稣基督才是那真正最好的一个祭物。
Because as sinners, our best is not enough.
因为作为罪人，我们自己最好的是不够的。
Our worship is never good enough.
我们的崇拜也是不够好的。
In fact, Eve thought her firstborn was the bright hope of the promised seed after the fall. We can see that in the text. That's why she was so happy. See, after hearing the gospel pronounced, now that she has a firstborn, and now, wow, God is fulfilling that promise. I'm counting on Cain.
所以我们知道，在经文里面，比如说第四章第一节，我们知道在犯罪人类始祖犯罪以后，夏娃那个生了该隐的时候，夏娃是非常高兴的，因为她觉得这个是头生的，给她带来了希望。
She thought that was her best.
因为夏娃觉得该隐是她能够做的最好的。
Was she wrong? She was really wrong about that.
但是她确实在这件事情上是错的不能再错了。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
弟兄姊妹们，你们想一下。
God has indeed provided His own firstborn for us.
神是为我们把自己的头生的真的献上了。
So that we won't have to worry about not measuring up to God's standard.
让我们能够说，不会因为说达不到神的这样的一个标准而发愁。
We don't have to worry about not being able to please Him perfectly in our worship.
让我们就不至于说，因为我们觉得我们没有办法能够完完全全的讨神的喜悦，为这样的敬拜而发愁。
But true worship requires genuine faith in God's Son Jesus.
但是真正的敬拜需要这个又真实的对神的儿子耶稣基督这样的信心。
Faith in Christ in His atoning work on the cross.
对基督在借着十字架上面救赎的这样的一个救恩，让我们对此有信心。
Our worship is only acceptable to God through us offering up our best by faith in His Son Jesus.
我们能够唯一一个能够讨神喜悦的这样的敬拜的方式，就是让我们能够对神有信心，来这样把我们借着我们对他的信心，将我们最好的奉献。
In other words, what I'm saying here is, Christ is the merciful means that God has provided for us to worship and honor Him.
另外，我其实换句话来，我讲的就是，只有耶稣基督才是就是神为我们预备的真正的蒙怜悯的这样的一个敬拜的途径。
Don't take this merciful means for granted.
不要把这样一个怜悯的这样敬拜的途径就想当然。
Don't despise and disrespect this merciful means.
不要就是轻看这样一个蒙怜悯的敬拜的方式。
Don't neglect.Or ignore these merciful means.
也不要忽略，不要看清这样的一个蒙怜悯的敬拜的途径。
Don't underestimate or underappreciate these merciful means.
也不要小看，或者是不要不要轻视。
Don't mock and reject these merciful means.
更不要嘲笑或者是拒绝这样一个蒙怜悯的敬拜。
Because God is just.
因为神是公义的。
He will judge.
他会有一天会定我们。
Rather, let us turn to Jesus.
所以弟兄们，让我们一起来转向。
Let us turn to Christ as our worship mediator before God.
让我们就真正的转向耶稣基督，认他是我们神之间的中保。
Let us, through faith in Christ, repent from our disobedience and selfishness.
让我们把我们的信心放在耶稣上面，来不要再坚持我们自己的这个拒绝和抵抗。
Let us, through faith in Christ, repent from our complacency and laziness.
让我们借着对耶稣基督的信心，让我们来为我们自己的这个自满来懊悔。
Let us, through faith in Christ, worship God according to His word.
让我们按照神自己的真道来崇拜他。
Let us honor God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and strength.
让我们全心全意全力的来真正的来崇拜我们的神。
Let us through faith in Christ serve God by obeying His commands to be holy and to love one another.
让我们借着对神的信心，让我们真正是在爱上得到完全。
Let us through faith in Christ come together as one people of worshippers. Give God honor and revere Him and praise Him.
让我们也借着对耶稣基督的信心，让我们来到他面前，变成同样的这样的子民，祝福给他。
Let us respond to His patience and mercy toward us.
让我们也对他的这个怜悯和耐心有反应。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
O merciful Heavenly Father.
我们在天上慈悲的父神。
We thank you so much for your mercy, which is shown to us through your Son Jesus.
我们也为你借着耶稣基督向我们的显现的怜悯为你感谢。
We pray that you help us to indeed know it and to recognize it.
我们求你能够认识我们。
And help us to not despise it.
能够帮助不要藐视我们。
But to hold on tight to it.
但是能够紧紧地抓住。
Knowing that the only way our worship is acceptable to you is through your Son Jesus.
让我们知道我们唯一能够讨你喜悦的敬拜乃是通过你的爱子耶稣基督。
Help us to love him.
帮助我们能够更爱耶稣。
And to love one another.
能够互相彼此相爱。
And to bond together to worship you as one people.
能够成为一体来共同的敬拜你。
As our expressions of how much you're worth to us in our life.
让我们的敬拜能够展现出来你在我们的生命中是多么的宝贵。
In your Son Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.